Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Listeners have told us of illegal parking causing significant disruption. I mean, it's forced the cancellation of local buses, local bus services in parts of the country. We've heard of residents being trapped in their driveway as people are flocking to the beach. And I don't blame people for going to the beach over the last couple of days. But Marie is with me on the line in County Sligo because, Marie, I believe it took you over an hour and a half to get home to from Streeta at the weekend. Is that right?
Hi, well, actually, I'm a local councillor from Streeta, and I did get complaints, I suppose, and residents giving out about illegal parking and how busy it was. But, you know, it's the 12th of July weekend has just passed. People, as you say, are flocking to the beaches in areas like Mullaghmore and at Streeta Beach and Lissadale. We have beautiful beaches all along the coastline, but the amount of people who are visiting, you know, from outside the area and locals as well. So these beaches are normally very, very quiet. The roads are narrow. They're, you know, the downcountry roads. So I suppose the roads aren't made for huge volumes of traffic. So that's the issue. So, you know, I've just been asking people to, you know, to take care not to block driveways. Our guards were out, you know, trying to direct traffic. But the fact is that some of the access roads down to the beach, they really are only wide enough probably for one car and at a time. And then cars are parking on the side of the road. We've got camper vans and caravans. They're very, very welcome. But it's just the amount of people. And
hundreds, Marie?
Well, you're talking about probably like a couple of hundred cars in and out of a very small road. But, you know, at the same time, people are on their holidays. Some people, you know, they've decided for lots of different reasons not to go away, to stay at home this year. It might be financial. It might be just that they decide it's easier to stay at home. With this weather, it's just great to bring the kids to the beach. You know, it doesn't happen very often. It'll be winter long enough as well. So I would ask for people, I suppose, to be tolerant as well of, you know, we're very lucky that we live along the coastline as well, and that we can access the beach, you know, 365
all year round.
Some people don't get a chance. This might be their only week or 2 weeks in the whole year, and they have an opportunity to, you know, to bring their family. I was there on Sunday at Streeta Beach.
Yeah, just describe the scene for us there in Streeta on Sunday, Marie, will you?
Well, it was that the problem was, I suppose, there that the car park, when the tide is high, the tide goes into the car park, and a couple of the cars actually got stuck in the tide. So that means that there's less space for cars. So, you know, cars go down, they discover that they can't park, and they have to turn around and come back again. So it's, you know, it is an issue. The guards were there trying to direct the traffic. But it just happens a couple of days a year and then it's finished again. So it's one of those things that people just need to, I suppose, have patience to look and not abandon your car, you know, in a driveway, and just to, you know, to consider.
It's all fine until there's a problem, isn't it?
That's it.
And that's where the issue arises.
Yeah, and it's just, as I said, more people are staying at home. More people have camper vans, caravans. Sligo is high profile. Well, we have Brad Pitt filming next week in Mullaghmore. It's high profile.
They'll be camped out. You know, from Sligo, from Streeta to Donegal, Micheál Cullamy-Galasbuck is with us here on the line, because there's been similar issues in parts of West Donegal, Micheál.
Hello, Andrea. Good morning. How are you doing? Good morning. Yeah, look, you know, listen to the councillor there, and I can understand a lot of what she's saying there. For the last couple of days, I'm actually down at the airport here in Brads now. Voted one of the most scenic airports in the world to fly into, and our beaches are beautiful here. And it's great to see people at our beaches enjoying the good weather, the couple of days a year that we do get. And the unfortunate reality of it is that there's so many people flogging to our beaches. And look, I suppose the big thing for me is, and I ended up having words with a number of people, I suppose, as a local councillor over the last couple of days, look, you're blocking off access. So in West Donegal, as you know, Andrea, we have quite a lot of islands, and people are very keen to get into the islands, and we have the likes of Saba and Harry and them who are trying to make some winter money to, you know, get the winter over, and so they're flat out back and forth to our islands, and people are parking anywhere and everywhere. And
is it blocking emergency exits? Is that part of the issue?
Absolutely, Andrea. Yes, absolutely. And not caring, not even looking around them, not being aware of self-aware in terms of, look, can somebody come down there? Taking a turn on the beach. Somebody take a turn in one of our piers, because like that there, no more different than Sliga. We have hundreds of beaches, and like I said, it's great to see people enjoying the good weather. But we need to be realistic, and I suppose there's a broader conversation here. We in Corlicombe and Ningal, we have a fantastic tourist section, and they invest heavily into promoting the Gaeltacht and the beautiful areas that we have. But the difficulty then is that when everybody comes to visit these beautiful areas, there's a big question around services. For instance, parking. People think that they can park. Like I'm down here now and I'm looking at camper vans. You know, people just pulling up to private property and parking wherever they want. I've been posting for a while.
If the cars, and the same applies to Marie and Sligo, if the cars are illegally parked or just sort of abandoned on the likes of your double yellow lines, surely they can be towed.
Well, look, who would tow them? Where's the services? We have one or two beach officers who are stretched to the max. Like, we have that Spanish imperialist ship in our bay as we speak now. The boardwalk to where people, hundreds, would be going this morning to view this magnificent boat. The boardwalk collapsed, and there was a whole handling over that. So what I'm trying to, point I'm trying to make is that even though that we're investing massively to promoting and Gaeltacht and our hills and our valleys and our beaches and our islands, the services aren't there then. You know, the toilets, the car parking.
And there's so many other services around shower facilities and toilets as well. There's a text here from a listener telling us about the number of cars and other vehicles parked in double yellow lines despite all of the restrictions, and it's not just happening in the northwest of the country. Councillor Joan Hopkins is with us as well. Joan is a Social Democrats councillor on Fingal County Council. I presume, Joan, you've probably seen similar situations, have you?
Hi, Andrea. Oh, yeah, look, it's been, you know, we've 88 kilometres of gorgeous coast in Fingal, and it's the same every year. And I was saying to your producer before I came on, like, I've been a councillor for 5 years with Fingal, and every May I kind of have a standing motion where I'm asking them to put in a beach management plan. And because I know people are saying, oh, it's only a few days and what have you. It actually isn't.
Which is great.
3 weeks. We've another week.
Yeah. And people, I don't want to give out about that.
No, absolutely not. It's fantastic. I'm looking at two beaches where I live, and I can use them all year round and have the luxury of going, you know, early in the morning and late in the evening when everyone's gone. And I just love to see people enjoying our beaches. We've a few problems, I think, that could easily be resolved.
Like what?
There's a lot of people, like thousands of extra people come out to our smaller beaches, like Borough Beach, for example, because it's easily accessible with train. But they're coming from the city centre. So if Dublin City Council had the Lido in the middle of the IFSC, or facilities for people who live in the city to go more locally, it would take more pressure off the beaches around Fingal. And also, if we had, say Donabate, for example, like where we had people, again, the same situation, the footpaths, and there are not many, where there are footpaths. So it's people parking on the footpaths, parking in front of people's driveways, so people couldn't get in or out of their homes, which is totally unacceptable. And people pushing buggies had to walk out onto the road.
Couldn't get past.
Like, they're absolutely crazy. Yeah.
And are locals reporting this to you? They are, Joan.
Of course, yeah. And it's the same. It's so frustrating. And, like, you put down double yellow lines, and sure, people think double lines are nice to have because they know there's no enforcement. And they're kind of like, and after getting the kids into the car, everybody's screaming, it's buckets and spades, you're stressed out by the time you get to it. And you're like, somebody else has parked in double yellow lines. One person only has to do it. And then, you know, it's everybody does the same and things. Yeah. Right, there's a free-for-all and safety in numbers, and they're not even thinking about anyone else's, just focus, get the kids down to the beach, and let's just have a well-deserved maybe family day out, day in the beach that they haven't had in a long time. Or even people, I take Donna Beach again for an example. Like, the village itself is 40 minutes from the beach, you know, where most people live. We should have a shuttle bus service, at least in the summer, going up and down, bringing people to the beach. How hard would it be for the Department of Transport to do that in busy areas in the summer? And plus, in fact, I think a shuttle bus service bringing people, you know, to the village and to the train station a few times a day.
It would certainly cut down on
that all year.
Yeah, on the number of cars. I mean, it's something.
It's stressful bringing a car and you can't park.
Yeah, it's something in Sligo, Marie, isn't it, as well? That I mean, you could look at there, that the local authority could look at, even if they were to look at private operators and ferry people down rather than hundreds of cars.
Yes, but I suppose the issue with that is that cars have park somewhere else as well. So, you know, where we are in village of Grange, we, you know, we have car parks, but they're not all that big either. So, you know, again, I just say that we're, you know, in rural Ireland, we're not set up for, you know, huge amounts of tourists, because most of the time, you know, that the facilities aren't needed. But definitely I would agree with, you know, trialing a shuttle bus.
Yeah.
But again, if people have small children, and
sure, they want to have their car with them.
You have the football, you have everything.
So I know.
You have your car packed.
You want the luxury of the car.
You know, it's just, you know, you have to bring everything with you then. If you have young children, if you have buggy.
Okay.
You know, it's not an easy solution.
Okay.
You know, if it was easier to be sorted by now.
You think that. Ben Bennett from Ben's Surf Clinic in Lahinch and Clare is on the line. What's the traffic situation like there, Ben? Can you hear me, Ben? You can.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good.
Yeah.
So what's the story in Lahinch?
We're quite lucky because we obviously have three or four big car parks, and they're relatively well managed by the traffic wardens, etc. So the council, in fairness to them, can manage it quite well. That's kind of different to your other callers there. I suppose the issues we have is a lot of people avoid Lahinch and go to the smaller beaches around the country or around the county. And the same thing then, we've got very narrow access lanes and very little parking spaces in those areas. Two things I've heard recently is big issue is the farmers. People are parking their cars and leaving enough space for a car to pass by. But unfortunately, this time of year, farmers are very busy and they've got trailers and balers, and they're much wider than a car, and actually they can't access their land and their fields that they need to work in at the moment when they're doing silage and all the rest of it. So I suppose my shout is just to be aware, if you're parking somewhere, to be aware that it's not just cars that have to pass by. You need to leave enough access for emergency services and farmers. The other thing, a solution that they've done in Doolin by the car park, because Doolin Pier is very busy, They take a piece of farmer's land and turn it into a temporary car park for a number of weeks during the summer when it's very, very busy. So it's just a regular field that the farmer has cut down and it's managed. So that might be an option for some of the spots around the street and stuff, if the council could get a farmer on board that way.
The loan of a field for a couple of weeks,
Or a couple of weeks.
€5
on
a car
or something. Whatever, potentially, but at least that does stop all that issue.
It does. And that, as Joan mentioned a little earlier, in Fingal in Dublin, that's actually what's needed, particularly if the good weather is going to continue, is more traffic management plans to try and manage all of these areas. Because Joanne Walsh, who's the CEO of Water Safety Ireland, is with us on the line as well. Joanne, sure, you know all too well about the importance of emergency services being able to access these beaches in the event of there being an emergency.
Absolutely. And just to say to everyone today, and look, we've all commented, you know, we've beautiful weather, beautiful beaches. We're really living la dolce vita at the moment. But when anyone is parking a vehicle today, can I just say to everyone parking a vehicle today, remember, you could be the one, or somebody in your car could be the one that needs access to that emergency service or that emergency service's vehicle. And you could be responsible for impeding your own rescue. And the emergency personnel and our lifeguards at our lifeguard waterways are working so hard to keep us all safe. And the emergency services are trying to get in and get us back out to hospital as quickly as we can. And we don't want to impede our own rescue. So please, bear that in mind. I don't want to be the one today.
How common is it, Joanne, where you have situations like that, where, you know, your ambulance service, your fire brigade are unable to access?
Look, I don't have exact figures, but just anecdotally speaking to some water safety development officers around the country this morning, it is an issue and can be an issue with, you know, the more people that are there and more people, parking not correctly. But if we look recently at the weekend down in Wexford, we had a multi-personnel emergency. There were six people required to be taken from the water and transported to hospital. We had multi-agency approach. We had our guards, our National Ambulance Services, our Coast Guard, and all of them, you know, they had to work together. And thank God there was nothing happened during the weekend. They were able to get in and get out. But if there was a blockage there, that would have been a disaster. That was a multi-casual casualty situation.
And we'd be having a very different story today.
We'd be having a very different story today. So it's hugely important. You know, because it's all about safety. It's about, and you know, it's water safety on the beach and a water safety emergency. But people on the beach can also have medical emergencies as well. So people have to think about that.
A listener here tells me, in an area I know all too well, we had a situation in Rosnaula Beach in Donegal recently where a Dublin couple parked their car at the emergency exit of the beach. They went for a walk. Caused absolute chaos, is this texter. Ty Kennedy, who's the owner of Ballina Park and Jack White's Pub, is with us here as well. What's the situation in British Bay, Tyke, over the last couple of days?
It's been generally good, to be honest with you. A few years back there, probably 3 or 4 years back on the Maybank holiday, we had chaos here with regards. It was the first sunshine of the year, and basically it was just pile up after pile up of cars abandoned, parked everywhere. And since then, we've two yellow lines now going down to the two main beach entrances, and there is extra capacity as well. The council have got a local farmer's field, McKiggins, and there's extra capacity for parking. So it's not perfect, but it's certainly a lot better than it used to be. So the only gripe we probably have is that, you know, when the main car park is full, in that there's still queue to get into it, whereas it was probably just closed off and just they keep moving to the next available kind of car parking space. It would probably work better.
And is someone managing that? They are. There's somebody in the gate. Is there?
They are. Yeah. So like there's an attendant at the main entrance, for instance, which is the South Beach. But then people just wait for a car to go, or, you know, so that is causing a delay in cars. Otherwise, I think it's working well, but it could actually even work a little bit better. But for the main part, it's you have to remember, like, we have a motorway from Dublin right down to as far as British here, and then you have 2 kilometres where it just tapers and then into two small kind of access points. So I don't think it's ever going to be perfect, but it's certainly a thousand times better than it used to be, in my opinion.
As regards to the seaside towns, listener says, we live in North Kerry. We're close to 3 of the main beaches in Ballybunion, Ballyheigue and Banna. And the main problem we have is camper vans taking up large spaces in parking areas. They also block the views. They're a danger in case of emergency vehicles getting into areas, which does happen in these places. So there should be a specific area for them, for the camper vans. And people speak about a tourist tax. They should be charged $2,000 every time they enter a different county. Technology would scan their camper van plates, suggests this listener. I'm sure the camper van owners will have thought about that today. And another listener again in Creevy Pier in Donegal tells me it's absolutely ridiculous with camper vans taking over the pier. You have cars parking in non-parking areas. It's blocking up all of the amenities for children. Keep your stories coming into us. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. That's Ty Kennedy, Ben Bennett, Joan Hopkins, Marie Casserly and Micheál Cullen-McAlaspa.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.